In Brussels, leaders of the European Union are meeting for a second day, a summit that's plagued by deep divisions over the war in Iraq. Despite their differences, members of the 15-member alliance agreed to provide humanitarian aid to Iraq to help it recover once the fighting is over. They also said the United Nations should continue to play a central role in Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Brussels. Any other agreements there?
Well, there were a few other things that the European Union leaders agreed to, and what was really a lowest common denominator agreement. The EU warned Iraq's neighbors not to make mischief in the region, to respect Iraq's territorial integrity. This is seen as a veiled warning, let's say, to Turkey, whose parliament yesterday voted the government permission to send troops into northern Iraq. The European countries also called for the immediate publication of the roadmap to peace on the Middle East and said the Iraq crisis has to be considered in its regional context.
Is that it?
Well, they couldn't really agree on much more. There's been a very, very big chill in relations here in the EU between the peace and war camps, which have for a time been disagreeing about Iraq, and we can say that any hopes for a common foreign security policy in Europe have been killed by this Iraq crisis. You have, of course, France leading the doves in Europe with Germany and Belgium, London along with Madrid and Rome in the other camp, and they're supported by Denmark and the Netherlands. The people here organizing this summit basically decided not to even try to get people to agree on what they think about the war, not to take a public stand for or against it. The statement they worked out doesn't even mention the UN Resolution 1441, which is the final inspections resolution for Iraq. This because France and Britain still don't agree on what it means. Aside from the word war, another word that everybody's been avoiding here is reconstruction. Several countries, France included, made it clear they think it would be indecent to ask Europe to pay for things that they consider Britain is destroying, along with the United States right now, things like infrastructure in Iraq and so on.
Did Tony Blair and Jacques Chirac at least shake hands?
They did in the end, although there was much speculation that they might get into a shouting match or even worse. They finally did shake hands after avoiding each other for much of the evening, according to aides. There was certainly no head-to-head talk. They were actually seated at opposite ends of the dinner table. There's a giant rift between the two men, which has been sparked by the crisis and disagreement over Iraq, but also behind that, over how to deal with Washington, what kind of transatlantic relations to have, and also who speaks for Europe. Because in their clash, there's more than a little ego. Each has taken to saying Europe thinks this or that, must do this or that, without really sounding out the other countries.
What happens today?
Well, the leaders will actually be able to get down to some of the nitty-gritty economic talks they were supposed to address at this summit before the war in Iraq eclipsed everything else. These are talks on making Europe's economy more competitive, but there will inevitably be more Iraq-related diplomacy. We have the future members of Europe from Central Europe and Turkey who have been invited arriving today. The Central European countries, of course, have spelled out their support for Washington, which has caused a split with the Western European peace camp of France, Germany, and Belgium, so there are potential sparks there. But much bigger potential sparks with Turkey. The fear is that Turkish troops would go into Iraqi Kurdistan and create a war within the war and a huge regional refugee problem.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Brussels.